This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1818. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded March 24th, Albania, Anguilla, Australia, Brazil, Chad, Congo, Cuba, Equatorial Guinea, Germany, Korea North, Madagascar, Netherlands, Oklahoma, Romania, Rwanda, South Africa, Sudan, South Sudan, Uganda, USA, Yemen, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, the A16 shortwave season begins Sunday, March 27th, which leads most shortwave stations to revise their frequencies, at least in the Northern Hemisphere, generally higher because there's less darkness over most of the transmission paths. And it happens to coincide with the beginning of daylight shifting time in Europe, strangely enough, which also leads some, but not all, stations to move their broadcasts one real UT hour earlier, leading to a great deal of confusion if you don't keep up with all the schedule changes. Well, we'll give you some of them this week, starting with Albania. Radio Tirana always moves one UT hour earlier. The two remaining English broadcasts at 20 UT, Monday through Saturday, to Europe on 7465. And to North America, UT Tuesday through Sunday at 0130 on 9855. Same frequency for the Albanian hour, daily at 23 UT. Never making any such scheduled changes is the University Network, so-called, or the Caribbean Beacon, so-called, from Anguilla, carrying Dr. Gene Scott and Pastor Melissa Scott, nothing else. 6090 is the night frequency, roughly 22 until 10 UT, and 11775 the day frequency, from 10 until 22. But for at least 6 days and nights in a row, first noted March 18th around 01 UT, there has been horrible distortion on this transmission. At first, it was breaking up so much it was totally incomprehensible, but it never cleared up completely over those 6 days and probably more after that, although at times it was more or less comprehensible if you cared to put up with it. What are they doing at Anguilla? This transmission is in such bad shape it needs to be taken off the air until repaired, but that could be said of several other incompetent shortwave stations. As far as I can tell in this case, it's not actually a transmitter problem, but a modulation problem, an input problem, probably from the satellite downlink. We were pleased to get word from one of our correspondents from long ago, Tim Gaynor, G-A-Y-N-O-R, in Australia, that he started up a low-power shortwave station. It's on 3210 kilohertz, and it's not the same one which had previously been planned and maybe operating briefly on that frequency a few years ago. Here's what he says. Unique Radio in Halls Creek, H-A-L-L-S, Creek, New South Wales. I've activated a small low-powered shortwave facility at my location, which is 50 kilometers northeast of Tamworth, New South Wales. It's a licensed HF domestic station with a 1 kilowatt day ERP and nighttime 100 watts into the antenna, a 35.5-meter vertical inverted wire, and a ham antenna tuner on 3210. I've had it on the air quite a few weeknights from around 08 until 13 UT and sometimes longer. Some weekends, an hour longer, around 1400. And, he says, I would also like to air your superb show at random night times. I've been airing a lot of my old net shows and also a mix of oldies. But I'd like to have more DX-style shows, and maybe in programming blocks, especially weekend nights. So far, I've received a few reception reports from the Gold Coast, Queensland, and Brisbane. Anyone hearing Unique Radio 2SG, or Maxi Hits, M-A-X-I-H-I-T-Z, could let me know. glennri3@yahoo.com.au. I will QSL correct audio files and or reports. Many thanks, Glenn, and love your show, says Tim Gaynor. And of course, I told him that would be fine. Please feel free to broadcast the latest editions of World of Radio. He wrote that on March 17th, and once I posted it to the DXLD group, quickly got a reply from Ron Howard in California. March 17th on the coast, I was unable to hear an open carrier on 3210 around 1140 to 1340, but never enough to make out any audio. I imagine it'll take an exceptional day of very good propagation for any reception at my location. Hiroyuki Komatsubara in Japan had alerted about Unique Radio on March 15th, which he'd heard via a remote receiver in Australia at 1000 UT. Ian of Shortwave Sites Group says he's the only Aussie low-power shortwave on air since mid-2015. I knew 2 years ago he was working on getting to the air. Not sure why Radio Simbon is not yet back. I might make some inquiries. That's the one which was on 2368.5. And Ron Howard follows up. The next day on March 18th, Radio Simbon has been silent for a long time. I last heard them on 2368.47. No replies from Tom Tsamouras asking about their status. On March 18th, I again heard a definite open carrier on 3210, checking at 1215 and 1242 UT, stronger than yesterday, but still no audio detected. And Ian in New South Wales follows up on March 22nd. Most likely the next Unique Radio broadcast on 3210 will be next Friday and Saturday night. With Easter holidays, it might also be worth looking before and after those days. On Hardcore DX, Daniel Williams in Mato Grosso reports, hearing Radio Educadora de Limeira in São Paulo State, 2380 on the 120-meter band, active March 22nd at 0948 UT. He says, maybe because electricity is so expensive, it transmits only a few times per year. More big news this week is the unexpected reactivation of CHAD on shortwave 6165, Radio Nationale Chadienne, first reported by Torsten Hallmann in Germany, as not identified yet. He was hearing something in Arabic before 1900 and after that in French on March 19th. And it signed off at 2005 UT, as also heard by Bruce in New York using the Utventa remote receiver in the Netherlands. So I started listening. Previously, on occasion, it would even run 24 hours, and one might be able to hear it before Cuba came up at 0100 on 6165, but that was not the case. However, they did come on later and could be heard mixing with Radio Havana Cuba at 0535 UT, March 20th, making a fast sub-audible heterodyne or a low audible heterodyne, rapid flutter, maybe 20 or 30 hertz apart. And it sounded like a woman speaking French underneath, so pretty clear that's what it was. And this continued to be the case on subsequent nights. It might still be audible after Cuba closes at 0700 if you should be awake, unlike me. Europeans should have an easier time hearing it in their evenings. Torsten Hallmann suggests the reason for the reactivation is that the first round of presidential elections in Chad is planned for April 10th. Wolfgang Muschel measured its frequency and compared to Havana and found, as of the 22nd of March, around 06 UT, Havana was 1 hertz below 6165, while Chad was on 6164.9585. Furthermore, while we're at it, another rare African station is being heard, Radio Congo Brazzaville on 6115. It seems its schedule is irregular, but mostly heard in the local evenings, which means it's impossible in North America. But March 20th at 0547, I had a poor signal in French with African music on 6115, which I believe to be Radio Congo. Now, 6115 is also occupied by RN2 Radio Nikkei in Japan, but that's a little early for it to be propagating, or so I thought. Guess what? March 20th was Election Day in the Congo and a number of other African countries, according to an article in Newsweek found by Ron Howard. So that might explain the expanded schedule, at least for the moment. And Ron Howard has also been checking this out from California. It says on March 21st at 0518 UT, I was not here in Congo, but instead RN2 from Japan. Surprised to be getting them this early. So it depends on what's happening from one day to the next, whether both stations are operating and how the propagation is doing. He says on March 21st, it was nothing but Japan. No hint of Radio Congo, but on March 23rd, completely different propagation, fairly decent reception, and I got a clear Radio Congo ID. Only after 0550 was there any sign of Japan far underneath. Congo really dominated the frequency. Both Radio Havana Cuba and Radio Marti were covering President Obama's visit to Cuba, of course, including his speech live to the nation, translated, voiced over into Spanish, which is rather inconvenient for us. And yes, the jamming was unabated by Cuba against Radio Marti. I found it rather ironic that one of the president's activities there was laying a wreath at the memorial to who else? José Martí. Ron Howard has been monitoring RNGE Radio Bata in Equatorial Guinea on 5005. Its sign-on varies a lot. On the 20th of March, it was already on when he tuned in at 0509 UT with repetitive African pop music. Other days, it signs on later that hour. Richard Lemke in Alberta forwards the new A16 schedule of Deutsche Welle, including the remaining 3 hours a day in English, all in the morning and all to Africa from three different sites. An A16 schedule is as follows. From 04 to 05, 9800 via South Africa and 11820 via Madagascar. From 05 to 06, 11820 continues, but the beam changes from east to southern Africa, and the parallel then is 15250 via France. And the third hour, after skipping the 06 UT hour, 07 until 08 English, both via France, 15530 and 17800. By the way, for the last 2 years, we could be quite certain that if we heard Deutsche Welle, it would never be transmitted directly from Germany, according to their scheduling. But as Wolfgang Büschel points out, the A16 schedule has a few transmissions now from the Nauen site in Germany itself. The others come via Ascension, France, Madagascar, São Tomé, South Africa, Sri Lanka, or UAE. The full schedule, of course, in the new DX Listening Digest, number 16-12, when published, via worldofradio.com. José Miguel Romero forwards an article from dailynk.com, which is also frequently quoted by Seabreeze. Regime intensifies signal jamming against foreign radio broadcasts since the beginning of March. They say it's worse than ever against the South Korean non-profit broadcaster Unification Media Group. The frequency in question being 7515. There are a whole bunch of similar North Korean clandestines, especially on the 7 megahertz band, but I think this one refers to the one known in the handbook as National Unity Radio. However, the A16 schedule via Ivo Ivanov shows this one moving to 11550 via Tajikistan at 13 to 16 UT, where I'm afraid it will be colliding over here with WEWN. By the way, this and others are now run by a different frequency management organization in the HFCC listings, abbreviated RED. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio, number 1818. Our thanks this week for financial support from Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina. For a generous quarterly seasonal contribution to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Don't be confused, there are now two stations on 6065 known as Voice of Hope. One of them is only on the air for 1 hour at 03 to 04 UT. You're actually signing on at 0258, says Ron Howard in California. It's Adventist World Radio via Madagascar in the Malagasy language, heard March 18th. And on the 21st, he says, Bill Bingham explains that Voice of Hope from AWR is probably the name of a program rather than the slogan for the entire service. And the other one is in Zambia, about which more in a moment. I suggested to Uncle Eric of the mighty KBC in the Netherlands that if he wants to broadcast to North America, he'd be much better off using a shortwave station in North America rather than Germany. And I got this reply from him, March 20th. We will soon decide if we continue or stop. So far, we will continue until April 17th on 6040. Normally, we would switch again in May to 9925, which works well for the summer period. In Europe, we do close down 6095 March 27th, but thanks to several donations from U.S. listeners, we can stay longer on the air there. If we continue, we'll talk with WRMI and WBCQ and discuss with them what is possible. Another option is Sunday afternoon, same as we're doing here in Europe on 6095. So anyhow, there are a few more weeks at least to hear them on 6040 UT Sundays between midnight and 03. Mike Terry forwards news from the radioactivity blog of Alokesh Gupta in faraway India that another Oklahoma broadcaster is giving up on shortwave. He terminated 2 weeks before shortwave broadcast of Eternal Good News. The church has decided to broadcast on the internet website rather than shortwave radio. It was sponsored by the Wilshire Church of Christ in Oklahoma City. I enjoy a rare hour of classical music on shortwave thanks to Radio Romania International relay of its domestic service. Saturday nights here, it's been UT Sundays, such as March 20th after 0200 on 7325 and 5910. The A16 schedule means it shifts one UT hour earlier. UT Sundays at 0100 on 7335 and 9790. Another show on Alan Rowe's Music on Shortwave roster from Romania has a Latin title, Werba Manent. It's archive recordings. He says each program is themed and contains some discussion, such as old film music and archived live recordings. It's been on the air only to Europe at 13 UT Saturdays on 9880, which means it will be moving to 1200 on 7375. Or I should say that Werba Manet is also on the air to North America 24 hours earlier, UT Saturdays at 01 on new frequency 7335 and 9790. This week it's unclear whether they'll actually have started the A16 frequencies and times or still be running the B15s, as it's right on the borderline. From A16 registrations, Ivo Ivanov notes that the clandestine for Rwanda, Radio Inyabutatu, may be coming back. At least it has been registered for Saturdays only at 17 to 18 UT on 17605 via France. So look for that starting April 2nd. We frequently noted in the past that there is tone or carrier jamming against Radio Davanga, which is for Sudan, so the jamming is coming from Sudan during their 1530 to 1630 UT broadcast. Torsten Hallmann in Germany says the overt Sudanese frequency, 7205 on March 20th, stayed on the air. After 1530, Arabic at 1630 past 1800. And on that occasion, he did not trace 9505, their other frequency, and it did not find any tone jamming against Radio Dabanga after 1530, which suggests that it is that very same transmitter which they've been reserving for jamming during that hour. The companion broadcast, but mainly for South Sudan is Radio Tamazuk, and it is expanding from half an hour in the morning and half in the evening to 1 hour each morning and evening. Found on their website, radiotamazuk.org, by Jose Miguel Romero. For some reason, this one does not usually get jammed, but here are the A16 frequencies for both of them via Ivo Ivanov. Radio Tamazuk at 0330 until 0430, so it's starting a half an hour earlier than before, on 9600 via France and 11650 via Madagascar. And the evening broadcast at 14:30 to 15:30. The first half hour is via Vatican on 15150, and he points out it collides with Adventist World Radio Sri Lanka. The second half hour from 15 is still on 15150, but switching to Madagascar. And then there's also from 15 to 15:30, 15550 via Vatican and 17600 via France. And Radio Dibanga, 0430 to 0530 on 13800 via Madagascar. And the following half hour, same frequency via Vatican. And the entire Sesquiara at 0430 on 11650 via Vatican. At 1530 to 1630, it's on Madagascar 15150 and Vatican 15550. Now about the Ugandan clandestine Radio Lead Africa. Ron Howard reminds us that the 5910 broadcast on UT Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays only at 03 UT is being heard clearly as Alcaravan Radio Colombia 5910, slightly on the high side, has been signing off just before then, around 0257, as if they are aware of the Ugandan service. Transmitted via South Africa, they also have a Saturday and Sunday broadcast on 9430 between 19 and 21 UT. However, on March 19th, José Ronaldo Xavier in Paraíba was hearing it after 21, as late as 21:47. Hearing an actual ID is difficult, but Ron Howard finally heard one in a slightly different order as Lead Africa Radio. However, there is a problem. The A16 registered schedule for the Syntec transmitter shows them shifting to 5915 for the 3-day-a-week 03 to 04 broadcast, apparently ignorant of the fact that that's the main, in fact, the only shortwave frequency of Zambia National Broadcasting. From South Africa, Bill Bingham has warned Syntec that they should not make that change in deference to Zambia's long-time frequency. The other A16 frequencies, new ones for Radio Lead Africa, are at 05 to 06 Wednesday and Thursday, and 05 to 07 on Saturday on 12060, 17 to 18 Saturday and Sunday on 9900, and 19 to 21 Saturday Sunday on 7425. Via Ivo Ivanov. With the advent of daylight shifting in Europe, March 27th, some of our World of Radio times change. Via World Radio Network on satellite and internet, the North American service, as well as to Africa, Asia, and Pacific, which I think are now in parallel, will be at 17:30 on Saturdays and UT Mondays at 01:30. Separately to Europe, our time is Saturdays at 0900. On WRN. And on Hamburger Local Radio, they always make a 1 hour earlier shift. We expect to be at 0630 UT Saturdays starting in April, but will the frequency still be 6190? The other broadcast Saturday at 14:30 on 7265. Reminder of some other WBCQ programs at their new shifted times. From the Isle of Music about Cuba, UT Tuesdays at midnight on 7490, and Amateur Radio Roundtable UT Wednesdays at 01 on 5130. We usually have advanced details about the content of each of these in the DX Listening Digest Yahoo group. I've noticed that the number 2 transmitter of WTWW puts out parasitic spurs approximately 12.9 kHz above and below its two frequencies, 9930 and 5085. See if you can detect them. Rumors are flying that CBS is thinking of divesting itself of its radio stations and radio network. That would include major AM stations in with all news formats like KNX Los Angeles. KFWB in Los Angeles, 980, long ago gave up its all news format, switching to sports, but now that's gone too. In ABDX, Martin Foltz points out that 980 is now DAISY 980, DESI. It's South Asian. The full slogan is Hollywood's Bollywood Station. Republic of Yemen Radio, presumably transmitted from Saudi Arabia on 11860, continues to put a very good signal into North America, of all places, around 14 UT. Since they never registered for the previous season, we don't know if they'll be making any changes for the A season. However, other stations on 11860, it seems the main competition will be a North Korean clandestine via Uzbekistan at 1330 to 1530. Now to the other voice of hope I was mentioning earlier, the one in Zambia, which is actually the reactivated Christian Voice facility, now owned by KVOH Los Angeles. Bill Bingham in South Africa has been monitoring their test broadcasts. On March 23rd, they were already on the air at TuneIn 0550 on 6065 with a tone, songs and an ID at 0608. Even that close, he says, the signal was quite noisy. The test schedule tentatively is until 08 on 6065 and from 08 to 14 on 9680. That frequency is no good in North America, thanks to the East Asian and the Chinese radio war, also ending at 1400 on 9680, but we might have a chance to hear it around 06 on 6065. He thinks they go back to 6065 after 1400 until 16 or so. Actually, while I was monitoring the end of the China radio war, March 23rd at 1358 on 9680, I was also hearing a 1 kilohertz tone. Maybe that really was the voice of hope from Zambia. Ron Howard reports, hearing another African station observing their election on March 20th, Zanzibar on 6015. He says their usual format was on the air from 0301 to 0335, but at 0410 a speech with many mentions of Zanzibar and the crowd often cheering. They went to what sounded like a commentary, again with many mentions of Zanzibar, clearly dealing with that day's election. Finally, an unidentified from Thorsten Hallmann in Germany on 9704.3. He was hearing a station in Arabic until 2150 UT, March 21st. He first heard it at 2055 via the remote receiver in Taventa. It might have been Niger reactivated or Ethiopia. The propagation outlook from Mulder: geomagnetic activity reaching G2 moderate storm levels April 2nd, G1 minor storm levels April 3rd, 11th, 12th, and 13th. ANK indices peaking at 30 and 6 April 2nd, 24 and 5 on April 11th. Solar flux rising from only 85 March 24th to no more than 95 by April 4th. That's World of Radio 1818. I'm Glenn Hauser.